that's what we got going on this morning. The blue sky, bright sun, puffy little white clouds covering the Ponderosa Pine Forest of Coconino County, broadcasting live from Tut Hill County Park for the Get Outdoor Expo. If you'd like an education on what you can do outside in the great state of Arizona, this is the place for you to be. A family, maybe newcomers to Arizona, don't know how varied and how many different things we have to do in Arizona, come on up. It's all day today. We'd love to see y'all up here. Okay, broadcasting here, it's Rosie on the house. You are now in my house. I'd like to welcome you, and you can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. It's the open line segment. For those of you that are trying to tackle any project in and about or around your house, home, castle, or cabin, if we're trying to fix some sheetrock, if we're trying to paint some walls, if we're considering putting in some new flooring, maybe changing the indoor door leaves of our house, maybe you're trying to run a little electric or insulation, now's the time to get online at 1-888-767-4348. And as the lines load up here at Rosie on the House, let me rewind to last week just a bit, where we talked about preparing your property for bringing mom or dad or mom and dad back home. And we got an incredible amount of feedback on that all week long. In particular of note, we received an email from John and Cheryl, who obviously have had to deal with this situation, maybe even on multiple occasions, because they sent a pretty detailed list for the in-law suite. He brings up points like they need their space and it must be inviting, okay? They need to make it their own. They have a social life separate of the family, so a separate entrance is really critical. It lets the guests come and go as they'd like. The things that specifically he would have you think about, we talked about all the different ways you could bring your family back home. We talked about the granny pods, the pick-and-pluck finished units that just drop into your backyard. We talked about room additions. We talked about new subdivisions that are being built called next-gen homes that provide exactly that, a separate living arrangement for your in-laws. We talked about two-story additions. But in regardless of how you're considering it, here are things you need to consider. Wide doors. While you're creating the space, make sure you're creating space big enough to accept walkers and wheelchairs. In the bathroom area, make sure behind the walls you have plenty of support to anchor the hand grabs that you're going to want mounted around the toilet and in the shower itself. Make the shower large enough to convert to a walk-in tub for the future. The vanities need to be large enough for the current and future needs. Now, their comment, here's an interesting, don't make it wheelchair accessible if it is not currently required. Okay, so that's one thought. You've got kitchenettes.
Say that again.
Don't make the vanity wheelchair accessible unless you need to. It makes it more homey.
Okay.
So then you've got the kitchenettes, if allowed, and zoning can get restrictive on that because many municipalities don't want you creating a space that's totally self-sufficient that you can then rent out. So kitchenettes can be iffy. Check with your local building municipality for regulations for dishwashers, refrigerators, microwaves, toasting ovens. For living space, you're going to want to make a nice little patio area if you can. Give them a little area to step outside and enjoy the Arizona environment. I think the one thing that can be hardest to provide for is the storage capacity required. Because invariably, if you're bringing mom and dad home, they're downsizing. And the question is, how far downsizing are they going? And invariably, there are things like your mom and I are just beginning to flirt with the idea of downsizing, in that our baby is going to college this weekend, and for the first time in 36 years, we're going to be empty nesters. We're going to have one extra room in our house that has no function. That alone just blows my mind. What, we got one extra room. What are we going to do with this? But as we start thinking about downsizing, I'm thinking about, well, Jennifer wants to go into a smaller property. And I'm saying, honey, we can't go into a smaller property. Just look at the artwork hanging on the walls. That keeps us from going into a smaller house. At the point we're having to downsize, getting rid of my artwork, and not artwork I produce, but artwork I've collected, and my books. Those are going to be the two things that I'm going to hang on to the absolute barrel, even if I have to go to a rotating art display. But I'm still going to need a place to store. You know, I don't know how many pictures of the Grand Canyon you have to have, but I like a lot of them.
And since I saw it probably 14, 15 years ago, I've always said you need to go do what a gentleman somewhere in the Midwest did. You just need to go find an old abandoned silo, the grain storage silo, and convert the inside to your library. He had a staircase went circular on the inside of the silo, and all the way around you could pick out your book as you walked up to the top that he'd made a little observation deck. So you walk around, you could pick out your book, and in that you could build places to hang your artwork. So you've got your artwork around your books. I think a old grain silo would be enough room for you.
Is that an invite? Of all my kids, you're the only one with enough acreage to build me a grain silo for my art display.
Well, no,
Jennifer,
yeah,
I think we just got invited
to, go find an abandoned
to
one
Rancho de la Romi. So last week we were talking a lot about preparing your homes for bringing the in-laws home. We also talked a lot about saving money on your energy bill. We talked about super cooling, and we're going to talk more about that in the next hour at 10 o'clock. We've got Jeff Carmichael driving up from the Valley, going to join us up here in Flagstaff this morning from Rias. And we're going to be talking about the different things you can invest in around your house and what returns you could expect to get from them, starting with a home energy audit, window replacement, increasing the efficiency of your air conditioning units, adding insulation, converting to the low watt required light bulbs. Those are all the things we'll be talking about in the 10 o'clock hour. Right here in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to thank all of the folks. We've asked people if anything we ever recommend for you saves you money, we'd like you to take a portion of that money saved and donate it to a charity of choice or to Habitat for Humanity. And if you contribute to Habitat for Humanity, we would like you to put a memo in the donation, as it is a Rosie on the House donation. And we are going to put the donations together, and we're going to build another. It's been a couple of years since we've done it, and I think it's time that we now build another Rosie on the House Habitat home this year. So we appreciate all the participation from the listeners in helping us get that done. 9 o'clock hour. Right now, I wanted to talk about how to pick a contractor. And I don't know what's going on. Well, I do know what's going on right now. The economy's heating up, and we're getting unlimited numbers of phone calls, and Jennifer can certainly join the conversation here. She's taking phone calls all week long about homeowners distressed about the selection of contractors that they pick to try and get something done at their house. And they want us to come to their rescue, because that's what we like doing. But if you have picked a contractor, one that's unlicensed, well, you're on your own. There isn't anything anybody can do for you other than you hire an attorney and go try and sue them civilly. Good luck. Okay? We tell people, hire licensed contractors first and foremost. Then at least you've got a layer of protection through our registrar of contractors, who joined us on show last week, talking about what that extra layer of protection buys you.
One of the arguments that I get is that, you know, well, the contractor will say, well, I don't need to be licensed. You can trust me, and it'll be cheaper for you. If I can charge you a less price because I'm not licensed and bonded. But that's really open. It's a layer of protection to have someone who's licensed and bonded.
And it's illegal.
And I tell people all the time, the most expensive contractor you can pick is the one that gives you a low bid, gets the job started, and abandons the job. And because that's the most expensive is because you have no recourse. You have absolutely no recourse.
All over now with somebody.
And Romy, you know, you've gone to many jobs with me, and they're asking you to take this project over. The job's been started. It's been abandoned. Half the things that got done were done wrong. So now I'm having to give these people a quote that was more expensive than if they'd have just hired the right contractor to begin with, because we got to go in and fix everything. Well, as soon as we put our name and our license on that work, we've got to be willing to confidently stand the warranty period, and I'm not going to put my name on somebody else's work, and a lot of contractors aren't. So licensed contractors, that's the first place to start. I want to talk about three more very important steps, and our article in this week's newsletter is seven rules to follow to hiring a contractor. When I come back, I want to talk about the most important one. How do you really know the person you picked, or the two or three candidates you're talking to? Of those two or three, how do you pick the right one?
And when we come back, we'll be giving away the Arizona Diamondback tickets we have. It's for Thursday, August 25th, evening game, 6:40 pitch. And because it's Thursday, they got a throwback picture of Randy Johnson. And what was Randy Johnson known for?
Hitting the dove with the fastball?
Hitting the dove with his fastball. So a lot of times I give like an easy pitch for the text winners. This one's going to be a Randy Johnson. You're going to have to be a Rosie on the House fan to win this one.